peace of Almighty Yahweh rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that Yahweh's anointing rests upon you tonight and the efficiency of His power, and that is the revelation of Messiah, Yahshua the Lamb, is more than enough to carry you through the trials and tribulations that shall combat your mind and your spirit. We are in an hour whereby there are many trials that shall try the body of Messiah. And we are the people of Yahweh if we walk in His Spirit. For they that are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of Almighty Yahweh. As this vile, evil world, especially America, as they prepare for their pagan festivities, I pray and hope you that understand the will of Yahweh, that you do not participate in their pagan activities, as they draw on strength from their gods. For their gods are idle, and they have pagan gods, and they do not know the mighty Yahweh that created all things. That is why Messiah, as He profoundly spoke on to the house of Israel, as He said unto the apostles, He said, I want you to understand one thing, Peter, Bartholomew, Johannah, and as those apostles, the men of faith, gathered, He said, I want you to understand that all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So there is one that has the authority to give me power. Now the power is given unto me. So in order for something to be given unto you, you must receive it from the one that gives it. And so what Messiah was expressing, that this anointing and this authority that I possess, it has not come by the will of man, nor by the dictates of theology, but it has come by my Father. And because He has given me all power, then I have the authority to speak in that name. For I came in that name. And He gave them a profound commandment. And theology today, they wrestle with it. They try to cipher and establish certain doctrines and denominations. And that is simply the power of demology, demon authority. That is why they have their denominations. He said, Peter, I want you to understand something. Yohanda, Bartholomew, Thaddeus. He said, hear me, my brethren and friends. He said, I want you to go ye therefore. Receive my instruction. And I want you to teach all nations, not just the Caucasian, the African, the Mexican, the Jews. He said, but you teach all nations, and that is inclusive of all nations. He said, you go therefore and teach all nations, and I want you to submerge them or baptize them in the name of the Father. What a simple scripture. Matthew 28 and 19. A very simple scripture. Yet it has complexed the mind of man, because man has tried to reveal it by a carnal, sensual revelation. And it doesn't come that way. You cannot reject the Torah, the prophets, and the Psalms, and think that you are going to receive a revelation of the Testament that was written in the blood or by the blood of Messiah. Now, Messiah did not tell them a lie. He said, go ye therefore. I want you to go to all nations. And it says, baptizing them or submerging them in the name. Now, that little preposition there in, it indicates the position or place or what is to be done. Now, that is the grammatics of English or the semantics of the sentence structure. Now, you may, in your own language, in your vernacular, and there are those of different ethnicities and races, their vernacular and word meaning, it means something totally different than the actual sentence structure. Your vernacular has no power or no authority in the revelation of Yahweh's truth. Now, Messiah told them what to do. You baptize them in the name. In the name of the Father. And Messiah said, and of the Son, what he was literally saying, the Son has given you authority, and of the authority of the Son, because I am the Son. And in the Holy Ruah, or the Holy, or the Kudush, the Spirit, the Holy Ghost of Yahweh, and by and through the anointing of Yahweh. Now, why is it that these demonations and these ritual whorehouses, they are not the composition of the tabernacle of Yahweh? He said, you baptize, submerge them in water in the name of the Father. Now, in order for you to know the Father's name, you must go to the Torah. Because as he spoke to Moses, he told him his name. When you go to Pharaoh, you speak to the house of Yisrael, you tell them that I am Yahweh. And that is his name. Now, I know what our traditions have taught us. And many of us, believe me, my friend, you can say that baptism is not important. You have these lying charlatan preachers to say, well, Yahweh or Messiah did not say what to say. That is not the truth. He said, you go therefore and you baptize them in the name of the Father. Now, how or where many have missed that, they have not known the Father's name. And so we have this hybrid derivative, this pagan name that has come from Jesus, that has given us some Latin interpretation of English form, Jesus, and that is not Messiah's name. He came in the Father's name. Now, do you think that Peter on the day of Pentecost, when they began to submerge in water, that he baptized them in the name of Jesus? You will say that that is the name translated. You are perverted. That is not his name translated. The name of Messiah is transliterated like any other name. Your name in Russia will be David regardless. Now, they may have names in Russia that have the same meaning as David, but your name will carry the English connotation to your name. If your name is Arabic, your name will carry the Arabic connotation in every language of the world because it is the identity of your name. Now, this whore, this Catholic whorehouse, she has polluted everything that she has touched. Now, don't tell me that the King James has stood the test of time. If it had stood the test of time, then why has it been revised 6-7 times? I, as I sit here tonight, I have one of the original copies of the 1611 King James. Now, you that are proponents of that rendition, then why do we not preach from the Apocrypha? For that is in that rendition. And one of the most amazing things in that rendition, on the page before the New Testament, they have the 12 tribes of Israel, and then on the other side of the page, they have the 12 apostles. And directly in the middle of that, they have in Hebrew text, Syriac text, the name of Yahweh, right in that text. So don't tell me that those perverters did not know the name of Yahweh. His name is not Jehovah. His name is not Lord or God. Those are titles. And if any of you would be persistent about your study in Scripture, you will see that all gods are made. Yahweh has no beginning or no end. Don't tell me that baptism is not an important act or ingredient of our begotten fellowship with Yahweh. Messiah said, you go to the nations and you baptize. He told them how to baptize them. How, Pastor Roberts? In the name of the Father. And when you do it in that name, Yahweh, you represent or you speak by the authority of Messiah the Son, for you have the great unction of His Spirit in you to do that. And what we have today are divinations and demonology that practice their own religious theology that doesn't produce the very power of Almighty Yahweh. My friend, you that are listening, there are those that would say, it makes no difference. Then why not be baptized in the name of Shaitan? Or in the name of Pastor Roberts? Or why not Shaul? Or in the name of Ashtaroth? Or Molech? Or Mokam? Why not? Messiah gave a specific command that you go and teach the nations of this profound truth. And as you teach the nations of this profound truth, you submerge them, baptize them in water in the name of the Father. Now the apostolics will say unto those of a Baptist denomination or demon theology that Father is not a name. And you are absolutely right, my friend. Then what is the name of this Father that Messiah talked about? Tell me the name of this one that He said we must be submerged in that name. As those were led out of Egypt, the house of Israel, the brethren, that they all were led out of a place of bondage, great trials, and tribulation. And the scripture says, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in now the sea, the waters. Now, if they were baptized in the waters, then do we, or is it an important thing for us to be baptized? Who was the authority to baptize them unto Moses? Who was Moses speaking for? You said it was God. Well, what God? What is the name of this God? You that say that you're walking in pagan Christendom, and that's all Christendom is, it is a pagan form of religion. They do not know their God. They cry unto an unknown God, as Paul said. Who is this God, if you classify Him as God? Who is this one, and what is the name of your God? I know Yahweh, for in that name, Yahweh, He is the mighty one. He is the everlasting one. In that name signifies whom he is. And Messiah never denied the Father. And what this religious harlot has done, in her theology, she has raised up children, and we all have been brought under the surmising of that spirit. And men today understand and know the strength of that name, and they are so afraid because they are intimidated by the little crowd of people. They will lose some. I would rather lose one that is not of the house of Yahweh than to lose my soul in not identifying his name. The name of Jesus is not the name of Yahshua. He is Messiah. He is not just Christo. He is Yahshua HaMashiach, the anointed one of Yahweh. Now that is where his anointing came from. Christo is simply the anointed one. What? Anointed one. He is not the anointed of Yahweh. And so Messiah gave them a command and an instruction. He told them what to do to go to the nations and teach them of this profound truth. And as you reveal this profound truth unto them, you submerge them in the name of this only true Yah. You baptize them in the name of the Father. Now you must begin there, my friend. Peter, in Acts 2:38, did not disobey Messiah, because Messiah came in the name of the Father. His name was the same as the Father. His name was identical as the Father, because in the beginning was the Word. And Yahweh is the Word, and the Word was made flesh. Do you understand that? That Yahweh made the Word flesh, and we beheld it in the form of the only begotten of the Father. So we must begin at the premises of this doctrinal truth, that we must be baptized in the name of the Father. Our theology and our doctrines have destroyed the power of Yahweh because they make void this simple truth. Regardless to what a man says, we must do what Messiah said. You go baptize them in the name of the Father. What is the Father's name? You that are listening to this preacher tonight, what is his name? Did not Messiah say unto the house of Israel? He spoke unto a people that were rebellious, their hearts were hardened, and they resisted the truth of Almighty Yahweh. He says, I come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Now I say, my friends, there are those that are proponents that they believe the word name simply implies the authority. That is such foolishness, because that scripture alone in Yohanah, John chapter 5, verse 43, he said in verse 42, he said, but I know you, that ye have not the love of Yahweh in you. My friend, you that hear my voice tonight, how can you say you love Yahweh when you hear that gracious and precious name? You become infuriated by it. Your heart is angered by it. And there are those perverters that will say, well, those that preach in that name, they cause many to fall and to stumble. You are a perverted liar, because there has been no name that has been preached like the name of Jesus that has caused so much division, hell battles, division in theology, and baptism. There's no other name that has caused such division than that name of Jesus Christ or Christo. And that name has caused all the division, my friend. Those that are the proponents of the oneness, and that is a word that you truly don't understand the revelation of that. You do? Well, tell me, what is the oneness of a husband and a wife? Explain that, my friend. It takes the revelation of the mind of Messiah, and there is not much of that mind operating in this hour. So don't tell me with these vile lies that when we began to preach the name of Yahweh, it causes separation, it causes doubt. Tell me then, why are not the Baptists and the Methodists in oneness with each other? And yet they all preach the name of Jesus. They don't know the God that they serve. Because the Baptists serve the Baptist God, the Methodist God, the Pentecostal, the Holiness, their God. There's only one Yahweh, and His name is Yahweh. It is not Lord, it is not God, it is not Baal. David said amongst the gods, there's none like you. He is not classified with the same type of classification as the God of this earth. Even Satan knew that, as he said to Eve, and Adam, as he said to Eve, that the day that you eat of that tree, you'll become as gods, because you will know the difference between good and evil. You must understand that a God is one that determines their own destiny. And that is what this generation has done. It has determined its own destiny, and it will not submit to the authority of Almighty Yahweh. So it walks in its own corrupt matters. The mindset is one that is devilish, wicked, vile, and a very unclean nature. Messiah did not misrepeat what he told us to baptize in the name of Yahweh. The Father has a name. And this is such an ignorant generation. We despise that wonderful name of Yahweh. Well, I've been preaching this way for 20 years. I preach in the name of Jesus for many years. When Yahweh began to reveal that profound truth unto me, I will not resist it. Though there were many that turned their hearts away from me, because I began to proclaim and establish the truth of that name that He had placed in my heart. And I will not deny it. I will not step down from it. And I will not curse that precious and blessed name of my Creator, Yahweh. You said I've been created by God. Well, my friend, tell me the name of your God. The Buddhists have their gods. The Muslim, and they all have names. What is the name of your God? This putrefied mess that they call Christianity? It is not of the root of the seed of David. It is of the power of darkness and hell, because the house is divided. Don't tell me this trash is standing today. Every house that is divided, it cannot stand. This house cannot stand against the wiles of hell, of the burdens of darkness. This is a house that has capitulated to the forces of darkness, and they delight in the natural and the carnal things that will not produce the light of Yahweh beckoning down in their souls. They have no knowledge of His revelation and His truth. You have many men that toot their horns or blow their trumpets, and yet there is no anointing and revelation of what they call preaching. When Yahweh anoints a man to preach, it is for His glory and His pleasure. Messiah did all things to please the Father. We go back to Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. And He told them what to do. He said, baptizing them, the nations, the people of the nations, in the name of the Father. And when you baptize in the name of the Father, The Son's name is in the Father. And the Spirit of the Father is in the Son and the Father. Why? Because they are three that bear record. Witness in the kingdom. It is the Father, the Word, and the Ruach, the Spirit of Yahweh. And they bear witness. And so you cannot have the true identity of Yahweh in the name of Jesus. It is not found there, my friend. Ask your preachers, what is the name of the Father? Then ask them, when Messiah taught us how to pray, he said to pray, our Father, is he not your Father, which art in heaven, then hallowed be thy name. What is the name that is hallowed? What is the name that is pure? Please tell me, you that have that answer, call me. Area code 8436586222. And tell me the name of that one that Messiah said when you pray hallowed or blessed be thy name. For that name is a precious, a wonderful, and a mighty name. How did Messiah know that name? Because David knew the name. And he came forth from the seed or the loins of David. David declared in Psalm 68 at verse 4, he said, sing unto Yahweh. I know the translation of these books that we call Bibles, but we must search the scriptures. He says, sing unto Yahweh. Sing praises to his name. What name are you going to sing praises to? Can you answer that for me? Is it Baal? Ashtaroth? Molech? Tell me the name. Belteshazzar? What is the name you're going to sing praises to? Is it Lord? What lords? This is such an ignorant generation. And because of their religious stupor, because of their corrupt ways, they don't want to change. They have trouble with change. And so what they will say, well, I will hold on to the name of Jesus. No, I'm holding on to that one that is unchangeable. Yahweh is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. It is by the hand of these corruptors, as Yahweh said unto Jeremiah, that his priests, their pens are full of vanity, corruption, and deceit. And those translators of Scripture, I believe the hearts of many were well, but they translated according to the dictates and the commands of a vile king, and it had to be approved by him, because he, all kings, and those that were born of royalty, they were known as sons of gods. Every king is known as a son of a god. And so who is this mighty one? That is why those Jews despised Messiah. For he came in the name of Yahweh. That is why he said, you go, Peter, you brethren, and baptize them in the name. That is what you baptize them in the name of Yahweh. And you must speak that with authority, that the powers of hell will know. What name was Messiah baptized in? He said, you sing unto Yahweh. You sing praises unto his name. Exalt him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Now understand that the King James rendition has the poetic form of Yah's name. It says Yah. J-A-H. There is no J in the Hebrew language, nor in the Greek language. Well, preacher, you must understand they translated. No, my friend. Then why is not the name of Osama bin Laden or bin Laden, why is his name not translated to an English name? Or why the name of the strong man of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, why is his name not translated to James Smith? Or why not the name Saddam Hussein? Why is his name not translated to Larry Jones? Because you don't defy the law of grammar, you trust literate names. If you, my friend, go to Russia, if your name is James, well, I'm quite sure they have names in Russia that mean James, but yet they will call you James. Then why is not Mr. Vladimir Putin? Why don't we call him Mr. Randy Smith? His name is Vladimir Putin. You can't translate his name to an English name. You must give him the identity of his name, and you transliterate. It is literally a Russian name. In every language, his name is Vladimir Putin. And that is his name. It is not Larry Jones. And so what is the father's name? His name is Yahweh. David tells us to bless him and to praise him by his name. What this ignorant generation will say, well, that's a Hebrew name. Well, tell me what kind of name do you have? Tell me what is the name of Mr. Ariel Sharon that is the prime minister of Israel today? Or tell me the kind of name that Mr. Arafat of the Palestinians, what kind of name does he has? This is an ignorant generation steeped in their folly and their sins. You're cursed because you have denied the name of Almighty Yahweh. You will not give reverence and honor to his name. There is no profound movement of the Spirit of Yahweh in this nation or around the world. These liars can say what they want to. You will not see the depth of that profoundness not preaching in the name of Jesus. You must preach in the name of Yahweh, for that is the Father's name. Pastor Roberts, you will cause dissension. What name in theology history that has caused more trouble than the name Jesus? The pagans will celebrate their pagan Christmas. You can be a homosexual, a vile thing, a racist, and yet they will put up their pagan trees. And they will say Jesus is the reason for the season. Yahweh condemns your wicked pagan festivities. He's not in the midst of them. And that's why they're filled with drunkenness and reveling and bad quoting and sexual perversion. Yahweh is not in that. So he has a name. If he has no name, then Messiah, or the one you call Jesus, is a liar. That name is not the true name of Yahweh. And when you find the Father's name, you will definitely identify the Son's name. The Son's name is not Jesus. He was not born to an English family. He was not born to a Greek or a Latin family. He was born of the house of the Hebrews. Gabriel came unto Miriam. He did not speak English. He gave him a name that personified the Father, because it was the Word in that room of Miriam made flesh. What a profound thing that took place. Yet this corrupt generation cannot see the power and the anointing of that profound thing. Messiah said, you go to all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. I tell you, my friend, I do not care what your charlatan preacher says, you must be baptized in the name of the Father. For the Son has given the authority to baptize in that name. Do you not understand that those that said that they knew Yahweh, they did not know Him? And this is a generation that says it knows the Father, but it doesn't. It doesn't know Yahweh. Isaiah 42:8, he declared, Yahweh said, I am Yahweh. Now, I know what the King James rendition say, I am the Lord. All right? That is my name. That is your name, Mr. Lord, Lord. It is preposterous. I am Yahweh, that is my name. And my glory will I give to another, neither my praises to graven images. That is his name, is Yahweh. The prophets knew his name. Moses, Joshua, they all knew the name of Yahweh. It is this wicked, ignorant generation How did those things get in Scripture? Easter. No, don't tell me that was a pagan ritual. No, that word should be Passover there. Well, there are no mistakes there. My friend, I can show you things in the King James that do not correlate together. We that are sons of Yahweh, we are led by the Spirit. And these ignorant men that say they know it, they spend no time. My friend, Messiah said, search the Scriptures. You must search the Scriptures. I don't care what a preacher, nor even what Pastor Robert says. You search the Scriptures. You must be like the Bereans. They heard the word of faith. They received it with openness of heart, and then they searched to see if it was in Scripture. This wicked generation wants to debate, fight, resist the truth of Almighty Yahweh. But it's not going to happen. He said, go and you baptize them in the name of the Father. So you tell me Peter in Acts 2:38 said, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, Christo, for the remission of sin, lies. That name of Yahweh is such a beautiful name. And this pagan identity has robbed the minds and the spirits of people. And they say, well, that name Jesus is a beautiful name. No, his name is Yahshua. That is simply the salvation of Yahweh. And if you will even look the word salvation, look that word up. In its Hebrew form, it is pronounced inaugurated to Yahshua. Yahshua, the salvation of Yahweh. And if you have any kind of scriptural software on a computer, you search the name Jesus, and you will see the original name is Yahshua. And these perverters say that it is a transliteration, and yet we have names in Scriptures, they are still transliterated and give you the same sound as it was in its original text. Elias. Yahweh has a name, and it's not this name, Jesus Christ, Christo. It is not this hybrid, perverted enunciation, Jehovah. His name is Yahweh. Yahweh. That is his name. No other name like that name. No other name given unto heaven whereby you and I are going to be saved. You will not do what Messiah says. He says you go baptize them in the name of a Father. And so what has happened, you got the Baptist say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then you got the apostolics, they will say, and these oneness, they will say, well, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And full of lies. There's only one name. There are not two names. There's only one name. And if these men in their ignorant theology, if they had open hearts to pray and to truly seek Yahweh, they would know that there's only one name you're baptized in the name of Yah. For in that name is the Son's name. There's no other name. How do I know? Because Messiah said that. The Scripture says in John, listen to this, chapter 5, verse 42 through verse 44. He's speaking unto this rebellious house of Israel. Look at what he says. John chapter 5 verse 42. He said, but I know you, that ye have not the love of Yahweh in you. This is a generation that has not the love of Yahweh. How do you know, you repulsive thing? As they thought in their corrupt minds, he said this, I am come in my Father's name. Is that simple? The semantics of that, is that simple? Well, Pastor Rob, does that mean his Father's authority? You are a perverter of truth, and you wrestle truth. That is simple to understand. I am. You see me, who do I say sit? You. Tell them that I am. Messiah said, I am. Come in my Father's name. Now the reason I know that it means the Father has a name, because he tells us in verse 43, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Well, I come in the name of Preacher John Smith, you receive him. I come in the name of Almighty Yahweh, that name you don't receive. And so they rebel against that. He says, now, how can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from Yahweh only? Well, the King James says from God only. Well, who is this God then? If I play by your rule, tell me the name of your God. You have a name for your washing machine, don't you? They have Maytags. They have Whirlpool. Do you have a name for your refrigerator? Is there a name on your street? Is there a name for your son, your husband? By the way, when you write your father, do you put father on the envelope? No, you put his name, John Smith. David Jones. So Messiah knew his father. You that say, well, that'll be a dishonor to my father. You're an ignorant fool. I use that expression. You calling us fool? Well, Paul called the Galatians foolish. Who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? You write your father, you will write his name on the envelope. On the envelope, you will put his name, David J. Smith, Michael J. Jones. He said, I come in my father's name. Tell me the father's name. Any of you, my friends, please tell me. No, I'm not going to debate you, for I know what the truth says. I search the scriptures, and I find this wonderful name of Yahweh there. It is just simply hidden by the disguise of the word God. But yet Yahweh made a way that they put his name, Psalm 68:4, that you cannot deny it. He has a name, Yahweh. And every scholar, whether he is English or Jewish, whether he is of the rabbinical or of the theological mindset, they all know that that's his name. Isn't that amazing? Because Pat Robertson, that when he purchased that television station some years ago, he named it, it was a YHWH, the name of the Hebrew God, he said. No, he is Yahweh, the creator of all men. He created white men, black men, and they all came from the one man. These perverters of truth, a white man is fleshless like nothing but filthy rags, just like a black man's. They're filthy in their self-righteousness. Messiah said, I came in my father's name, and if another will come in his own name, you'll receive that one. But because I came in the father's name, my name is Yah. You must be baptized in the Father's name, my friend. The Baptists have done it wrong. The apostolic have done it wrong. Well, I'm satisfied with my baptism. That's all right. It's still wrong. I'm quite sure you're satisfied with your sinful ways. It's still wrong. There's only one way. There's only one Yahweh, one faith, and one baptism. And you must be baptized in the water right. Well, that's doctrine. I know it's doctrine. Yahweh teaches doctrine. It brings about discipline in a man's life. You want to shun a skirt doctrine, skirt it in a way, say, well, it doesn't have to be done that way. You are a deceiver and a liar. You have your father, Shaitan. Well, his name is not important. May I ask you a question, my friend? You that are diametrically opposed to this man of Yahweh and what he preaches, I want to read a scripture. It's in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 1. And John Yohana saw this 144,000 of the 12 tribes of Israel. They receive a confirmation and a mark. Now look at what Revelation 14:1 says. Is it a lie or is it the truth? Revelation chapter 14 verse 1. One of the closing signs of the end time. Yohana says, and I look, what a profound demonstrative point there. He looked. He literally saw. It was a visual thing. And lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion. I saw this lamb, Messiah. And with him 144,000. Is that not scripture? And the profound thing he saw, he said, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. You say it's not important? You're foolish. You're full of sin. Well, when something is written, it takes a pen or an instrument to inscribe or to make the markings that it can be identified or legible, so it will speak as to what it is. And he saw this Lamb, Messiah, and he saw his Father's name. An apostrophe there, O Father. That means possession. His Father's name written in their forehead. Now, what is the Father's name? What is this mighty one that has created everything? What is his name? And what name was written in the 144,000? Was it the name of Jesus? Lies. Well, it had to be Jehovah hybrid. Pagan. Was it Astaroth? No. He saw the name of Yahweh written in the foreheads of the 144,000. What name is written in your mind today? Do you despise that name Yahweh when you hear it? Do you say that those that use that name, they create such a division and confusion? You are a perverted liar. Every denomination today has been established by that name of Lord, God, Jesus, Christo. And they within their own demology will not have fellowship one with the other. There's only one name, and that is Yahweh. Yahweh. Messiah said, baptize them in the name. You have been baptized? Don't let these lying charlatans tell you it doesn't mean anything. They're liars. Well, what about the ones that have gone before us? Well, what about the ones that did not keep the Shabbat or the feast days? These things are important. They're all important. Yahweh is the same. He hasn't changed. He has not changed one thing at all. He still wants sacrifices. We just sacrifice, present our bodies unto him as a living sacrifice. But he hasn't changed. Our theology has taught us that. And our traditions. And we all have been shapen. We were born in sin in our mothers, the whorehouses, as David said. In sin my mother conceived us. We were born into these whorehouses, and in sin we were brought in on the sinful platform of what? Rebellious, rejection, denying, resisting authority. That's what they had broken off from the mainstream of those denominations that they had came up from out from under. And in iniquity were we shapen. We were shaped to do our own thing. Well, I can say what I want to. I can do what I want to. No one is my authority. No one can tell me. And so in this hour, as the one with the one talent, that's what this generation is. It is a wicked and a slothful generation. It doesn't want to hear what Yahweh says. But his name is still Yahweh. It is Yahweh. It is not Lord and it's not God. You, my friend, look up those definitions of those words in your dictionary. Well, God, if it's a capital G, it means our God. You are so deceived. Because the Hindus say their God is classified that way too. That doesn't make it anything special because it's capital G-O-D. What is his name? You can spell daddy, capital D-A-D, but what is the daddy's name? He has a name. And it's not a pagan Lord. It is not that God. And it's not Jesus Christ. He said, baptize them in the name of the Father. And when Johannes saw the 144,000, he saw that pure baptism, the revelation of it, because their name or the name of the Father was written in their foreheads. And when you find the Father's name, you will know the Son's name. It's not Jesus. It is not. It's Yahweh. Is the Father's name. Those come in their own name you receive, but I came in the Father's name, and you will not receive me. Look at what Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 20 and 21. Hear this, my friend. Jeremiah 16, verse 20. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. Yahweh is speaking here. I will cause them to know my hand and my might. And they shall know that my name is. His name is Lord. What a deceitful lie of the pens of the scribes. His name is Yahweh. And they shall know my name is God. He just said that they make gods unto themselves and they are no gods. And so is he classified just like the gods that they make? He's Yahweh. He said, they shall know that my name is Yahweh. Well, that's Old Testament. It's the same. You say, well, names are not important. Can I tell you something, my friend? There was a time that Messiah was coming out of Gadara. The scripture tells us. Mark chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. Listen to this. Messiah, the one with the unclean spirit. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Isaiah 42:8, I am Yahweh, that is my name. And he said, my name is Legion, for we are many. Here this power of hell had a name, and yet Yahweh has no name. Here this unclean spirit had a name, and yet the one that created the unclean spirit has no name. He is some mystical, elusive form of a ghost that you know nothing about him. And he has no name that you can identify with. That is very absurd, my friend. We have learned that trash from the theology of the Baptist, the Pentecostal, the Presbyterians, the Lutherans. You've learned that trash. You've learned it from your ethnicity or your race, from the black, the white, the Jews, the Mexicans. They've corrupted the truth of Yahweh. They've made it of no effect, of no power, none whatsoever. Did Messiah mean what he said, or he made a mistake? Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. He tells us what name that they must be in to be baptized, in the name of the Father and of the authority of the Son, and by and through the anointing of the Ruah, the Kodosh, the Spirit of Yahweh. Now he told us how to do it. He said, teaching them to observe all things. What things? Whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. Now you think Acts 2:38, Peter went and did something different? He said, the Father's name is Jesus. That's not the Father's name. So if the Father's name is not Jesus, then the Son's name cannot be Jesus. It cannot be translated to Jesus. It cannot be transliterated to Jesus. There's a tetragrammaton, YHWH. And there's only one way. You may, in your grammar or your speech, you may pronounce it a little different than me, but you know that it is your way. Your. You know that it's your. You know that. Now the perverters of truth will fight against that and say, well, he is Lord. No, you're a liar. He's greater than a Lord. He is mightier than a God. For Satan is the God of this earth, or the Elohim of this earth. He's the mighty one. There's no descriptive, demonstrative adjective of anything to describe the power of this mighty one. It is simply revealed by revelation of truth through scripture. And we must search the scriptures. And you must be guided at the Torah. You must. You have to. And then you work your way through the prophets and the Psalms. And then you will understand what Messiah says. Messiah said, if you had to believe Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. He testified of me. I came in the Father's name. What is the Father's name? My friend, you that are listening, there's only one name, and that name is Yahweh. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We pray tonight that Yahweh has blessed you and has enriched you mightily, and that your heart is delighting in the truth of Yahweh. My friends and listeners, I do want to hear from you. I want you to write or call. Listen, you that will write me now. Take this address down. Simply address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, SC-29718. You that will write, send a gift and offering to strengthen the hand of this man of Yahweh to proclaim this truth, that men may know that there is a name of our Heavenly Father. I will send you out a precious book that will enlighten you unto many pagan activities. It is called Fossilized Custom. It will bless you, it will enrich you, and bring you to great understanding of many things that have been presented unto us as things that are pure and sacred before Yahweh, and they are vile. Address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. Send a gift to bless this work and labor of Yahweh, and I will send you out a precious book entitled Fossilized Custom to bless you. You that are listening tonight, you that will call me, you can call now. Area code 843-658-6222. You call me and let me know how the reception is coming into your area, and I will send a gift to you. There's a booklet entitled The Heavenly Father's Great Name, and it will bless you and enrich you mightily. Call me now and tell me how the broadcast is coming into your area, and I will bless you richly from the Voice of Victory broadcast. You call me, area code 843-658-6222, and I will bless you. We are doing many things here. You're always blessing us. We're coming on with our LPFM radio station, and we'll reach out with a little circumference of around 10 miles to reach maybe 12,000 people, and we bless you always for that. And not only that, we are preparing our internet site as we began to prepare that and to get that online. I will tell you those things, and you can get an understanding of the life here at Victory Community and the Voice of Victory. So you that listen to Pastor Roberts, pray that your will be done in everything that we do, for we delight to do that above all things, and to let men know this precious Father's name. We have not known His name. Have you ever asked the question, what is this God's name? If He is a God, what is His name? He has a name. Even Belshazzar was named after the gods of the Babylonians, the holy gods. We pray that Yahweh bless you tonight, give you great strength, peace of mind and encouragement. Until you hear from us again, may the peace of Yahweh, His Shalom, rest upon you mightily from all the saints here at Victory. We say to you, our friend, Shalom, in Messiah's name.